This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we are going to answer a question from the Facebook group.
And it's a yes or no question, right?
Yeah,
it'll be a short answer.
Yep.
And I just like bam.
Sewing out loud. Done. All right. No, that's not how it's gonna be. Okay. So Jessica has a question. It's kind of long, but we're gonna read it. It's gonna take the whole first half of the podcast.
No. Okay. So it's not a short answer.
No.
Okay. If anyone thinks that they have a short sewing question, that's a yes or no.
You're wrong.
Or, you know, you can say scissors or just like a one-word solution. I want that question because I can't even think of one.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's funny because – and then people don't like it if we
give them multiple choice.
No. But I feel like sometimes people don't like it when we just say, no, don't do that.
Oh.
Well, that's why I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? I'm not preaching. I'm just.
Oh, we're preaching a little bit.
I think I'm just conveying my own experiences.
This is a good question. I think, I just think about our audience, like a lot of different sewing levels. Like
right.
This is a good question.
Okay.
Jessica, all questions are good questions. Jessica says, denim question. I understand the reasoning behind the cutting of denim jeans in order to prevent leg twist. Explained here. And she gives a link to a blog post.
Right.
And we're going to talk about this. I am wondering if denim skirts present the same issue. For example, for a two-piece long denim skirt, should the front piece and the back piece be cut in opposite directions off the bolts? Should a four-piece denim skirt be cut the same way as jeans? Does a dress make a notable twist? The reason I'm asking is because I am making a denim jumper. The pattern is for a four-piece denim jumper, two in the front, two in the back. But I would like to modify it to be a three-piece denim jumper, one in the front, two in the back. But the problem is, I'm overthinking it. It's okay.
No. And you're the only one that's ever overthought sewing, right?
And I can't decide how to lay it out. I've already made the same jumper in lighter weight denim, modified to be one piece in the back and two in the front. I actually have no recollection of how I laid it out.
Really? Okay.
It's okay, too.
I told you guys, take notes.
Yeah, we took all the notes. We never forget anything.
My gosh. When I go back to something now, I'm like, what happened?
What happened in my life? Okay, I actually have no recollection of how I laid it out as I didn't think about twist. But this denim is significantly heavier. The weight of it makes me think. Any ideas? Should I make four pieces and lay it out like jeans? Should I make three pieces and have the two back pieces opposite of the front piece? Should I refrain from thinking and just and just toss the pattern pieces down on the fabric? Yes. So the recommendation:
throw them up in the air,
see how they land, and just cut them out.
You stand in the middle of the room, you throw them up in the air, you run out of their way and let them fall, and then where they fall.
Well, like first though, you like go out and you kill a chicken under a full moon, and then that's exactly Jessica.
That's right.
Oh, Jessica, thank you so much for your question. It's beautifully written. First, before we answer it though,
she certainly covered all the bases.
I love it. Yeah. She's doing such a good job overthinking. I love it.
I know. It was excellent.
First,
you get the excellent overthinking award for the week.
Send you a badge. So it's a great question. And before we answer it, let's talk about the whole opposite grain thing for people who don't know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain it. Yes.
Yeah. So what the root of Jessica's question is that it is recommended that you cut out. So everybody think about a pair of jeans. It's recommended that you alternate the direction of the grain. So as on the legs. So the jeans, for practical purposes, think of them as four pieces. Okay. to front legs to back legs. I know there are pockets and yokes and
we're
stuff.
Not
Don't worry about
that.
But if you start out with like your right back leg, you would cut that one with the grain of the fabric. You'd put the top of your jeans like, you know, facing.
Let's use north, south, east, west.
Yeah. So you first off, you just decide a north and a south.
Right.
East, west are your selvages, right?
Right?
So you're using grain. You're getting things on the grain line, but you're flipping which the top of the garment faces north and the
right.
top of the
which
garment
which end of the
south.
Garment
yes.
is at north or south.
So you would think on, okay, on my pair of jeans, the north are my waistbands,
right.
but the parts that are going to be up near my waist, and south is the hem. So a lot of, you know, your conventional pattern cutting wisdom, you would make them all like facing the same way, okay?
But, so all the tops of your jeans would say be at the north end,
yeah.
pointing to the
pointing
north end
north.
Of your fabric as it, say, came off the roll.
But that's actually not what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Denim is a twill fabric. Mm-hmm. The fabric is like kind of this offset weave. It looks diagonal. You can
right.
see the kind of diagonal striation mm-hmm. of the fabric. And so...
Ooh, good explanation.
Thank
yes,
you. I wove... I'm pretty sure I posted it, but I... have a big loom
and
I wove some
like
twill
yeah.
to show
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
Okay. So on a garment like jeans, and we'll get into this a little more, there can be twisting. And so what you do is you make,
when she says twisting, mm-hmm. she means the garment wants to twist on your leg
as you wear it.
Right.
Yep.
On the jeans, yes.
So what you do is instead of putting all your waistbands facing north, you put back of your right leg, waistband north, front of your right leg, waistband south, front of your left leg, waistband north, back of your left leg, waistband south. You
so,
alternate them.
So what this means is you lay out each half leg piece, you know, each leg front separately. You're not folding your denim.
You're folding.
You're not on a fold. Now, you could like cut your fabric, you know, in two pieces down the middle and flip it, I guess. But, you know, you're much better off laying them out and actually tracing the piece and making sure you've got it all right.
Yeah. So
yes.
I taught Ginger Jeans shortly before we closed the store,
right.
ran a few sessions of teaching Ginger Jeans. And they're just like a skinny jean. And she,
right.
Heather went into, you know, why you alternate and everything.
Right.
But I was like, ugh. Boy, do I not want to trace out pattern pieces.
Right.
I'm all about, like, fold that fabric over, put it down with weights,
right.
rotary cut it. I'm not, you know, you people who don't want to trace your patterns, well, good luck doing this,
right.
you know. So anyway.
You think tracing a pattern's a waste of time.
And then there was a person. Luckily, this person was on the lower side of the size range because she traced her pattern pieces out. And cut them before checking with
me. And without flipping
and
anything.
And did it wrong.
Yes.
And I was like, we have to flip this. And okay.
So she had like two right fronts and two right backs and no, you know.
Or so, anyway,
unless she wanted to.
She had to cut a whole other leg.
Right.
And thankfully she had enough yardage. I was
right.
like, it's a good thing you're a short. She was also short, so
right.
we'd already shortened
I know
the
how
pattern.
That is. You get a whole,
you know,
yeah.
I was like, oh man. Because I sold right. everybody, what, like 3 or 3.5 yards of denim. I was like, you have to buy this. And
Enough denim that errors would not be the end of the world.
Well, or just, you know, okay, this is going to cover everything. You'll
right.
have some leftovers. But yeah, I was like, I'm really glad we modified your pattern because you had to cut out two whole legs
right.
again, you know. So anyway, laying them out, it is totally the thing to do.
Right.
And I loved using that Hansi marking pen. It was white. We were on a darker denim.
Right.
Showed up so nice. Went away with the iron. Okay, so that is what Jessica's talking about, is flipping these pieces.
So I would have, you know, basically on my one leg, the front leg and the back leg would be the opposite way of it running north and south.
Yeah, but then, you know, also, like, your fronts are opposite, too.
Right.
You
but
know?
Just, and then so, that would be, the,
yeah.
on the other side, yeah. it would be the flip.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like alternating.
Yeah, so everything, it's alternating.
Right.
That's if you... it seemed like word soup earlier when I was trying to describe it. That's what I was trying to describe. They're alternating. And then everything else, though, just so you know, like waistband and your yokes and your pockets, those all can just be cut on grain.
Right.
Because
they're not going to twist.
There's, no.
They're not going around something. And
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And
even though your waistband is going around, okay, it also happens to be just so wide that it you know.
So there's a few things that I want to talk about here before we answer her question is clothes can also twist for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I have an uneven curvature of my waistline. Like one side's curvier than the other. So I notice with some garments, mm-hmm. like after I've been moving around or something, I'm like, oh, I'm shifting it a little bit.
Oh, it's hung up on my
lump. It's like, this lump is bigger. I can't remember which way it goes, you know, but like skirts sometimes mm-hmm. do that. And like, I'm just saying, you didn't do anything wrong. Like,
sometimes garments will do this if they're too tight. Sometimes garments will do this depending on what the undergarment is. Like the two fabrics like fight each other.
Yeah, or it's sliding around
too much. Yeah, or like you're wearing a certain kind of tight or stocking underneath something and the fabric above is like, well, I got over here and now I can't get back.
Yeah. Or if you have like some kind of big like limb difference or curvature difference, like you can avoid twisting of a garment in that case by adding more fabric where you need it, you know.
And that's another thing. If there's not enough ease in the garment,
once
the garment twists, if there's not enough ease, as a garment twists, it also shortens, if you'll think about that.
Yeah, okay? I love that. Mm-hmm.
So once it twists, it shortens. So now it's in a different place on your body. So it might now be like on a thicker part of your body and it can't get back.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, people talk about legging, leg twist.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I have larger calves for my height. Well, I kind of know I do because I can't buy boots. They won't zip up, you know. Zip up my calf.
You have a big muscular calf.
Like I've got a big calf. So I actually find that making the leggings a bit tighter because of the nature of leggings being such a stretchy,
different.
They'll tend not to twist because I'm like, you know, stay where you are.
Right.
Like, you know, that seems to help. I had a pair of leggings that were a little looser and they would kind of rotate around my leg during the day. But once again.
But here you're also talking about a knit fabric.
Oh, yeah.
And then knits are different than wovens. Wovens get stuck a different way than knits get stuck.
There's only one seam on the leggings, et cetera. I'm just saying the twist isn't always due to the. And I'm just also saying don't hold your clothes up to some standard that is unrealistic.
Right.
Okay. Like. Clothes. I mean, if you have to shift it every 2 seconds, okay, we need to reiterate.
Like to say this. I have said it before.
You see
something in a fashion magazine, mm-hmm. right? And it just fits this person like beyond belief. It's just perfect, and you know. And I'm not saying it's somebody with a perfect body or what you know has been sold to us as presented to us as a perfect body. I'm just saying they're in this garment, and it looks like it fits beyond belief. Right?
Right.
Well, it is beyond belief. Because in the back, they may have...
big old...
Yeah.
What are those clips called?
Right. Well, there's things that I call pony clips. Like
you would
use in bridal, the big, huge things that, you know, like I use when I'm, like, building a table.
Yes.
Right. You know, our binder clips or, you know, clothespins or, you know, any kind of spring form clip, right? And or... safety pins, anything like that. And you're like, well, what about the people that are on, you know, the red carpet? And okay, they don't even sit down in that dress most of the time. Okay?
No.
And they have a dress for afterwards to party in.
Yeah.
They do not party in the red carpet dress because it's unrealistic. Because for one thing, they can't eat. Okay, because nobody wants any, you know, little lunch lump showing in their dress or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, so don't think that it's picture perfect.
Right.
You know, like that.
So, yeah, some level of like garment twist. Well, and, you know, do you sit on kind of like one side of your butt? more during the day.
Well, actually, I am right now,
you know what I mean?
Because I have an issue. But
yeah, well, I didn't mean you in particular. Okay, so there's...
I have a pain in the ass issue.
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah. Yes. So anyway, twists can happen for other reasons. This is the reason jeans... And then jeans, I love thinking about this, like about our bodies. Your legs, they can just move a lot, right? Like,
yes.
Oh, you know what I think I need to clarify? Jessica said the word jumper, and this can mean different things in different countries.
I thought about that. You know, a jumper can be what I call a sweater.
Yes. We in the Midwest here call it a sweater. And Jessica is, I believe, talking about like a pinafore.
Yes. Like, she's talking about a dress that doesn't have sleeves.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And has a large area around the collar probably where she can wear another garment underneath it that comes out.
Okay.
Right? Like so there's a blouse underneath and then this comes up and over. Oh my God. You know, when I went to nursing school, that's what we wore.
Oh, and you know, they are just so back. They're like
yeah,
the
well,
pinafore.
Not for this girl. The, I won't be wearing white shoes either. Go ahead.
There are just some things that are in style now that I'm like, I would look like so dumb. Like, and it looks really good on these other people.
I wore a lot of jumpers in high school.
Yeah.
They were, and part of that, okay, is that you wore a blouse underneath. You wore your nice wool or corduroy jumper underneath over that. So the jumper stayed clean.
Yeah,
right.
It could stay
and
kind
you only
clean.
Laundered a blouse,
yeah.
Right? And so that
it
where
wasn't
a lot
close
of that
to
started.
Your it wasn't close to your body.
I've actually seen a lot of jumpers on television lately.
Oh yeah, like, no, they're
like
back.
On news anchors and things.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that is what Jessica's talking about. She's talking about, and
so she's talking about a jumper that's basically a dress.
Yes. So jumper, pinafore.
Right.
You know, back in the day when I was a little kid, I had jumpers that had the overall hardware,
right?
You know,
right.
on it.
That's very common.
Yes. So
yeah, a lot of times they don't have a zipper and they go over the head, so they may have a hardware
or they could
or
tie,
a button
or
a tie,
yeah.
Right, or a buckle or something. Mm-hmm. If that was part of the fashion, is what were you going to put on those straps?
A few indie patterns recently, really, they're blurring the line between like this is a very robust apron and this is a pinafore for. Like wearing out in public, and I think depending on how you dress it up, you know, you
do
whatever. You can do whatever
we
you want.
Do what we want.
So yeah, they're blurring that line.
I mean, honestly, nowadays we do really get to do what we want.
Yeah, we really get to wear
whatever
we want.
We really get to do what we want. Yes, I mean, I am of the era. I wore dresses to school.
Yeah,
and I came home and changed into my dungarees, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if we wore slacks or pants or dungarees under our skirt to go to school, right? Because it was 20 frickin' below.
Uh-huh.
Now, the boys were in pants, but anyway, we had to immediately, go to the cloakroom and take them off. Like, you could not walk around the school with these on.
Yeah.
Or you got reprimanded.
And now...
How do you like that? I mean, how silly.
And now the kiddos are just wearing the crop tops all the time.
Yeah,
they just get to do whatever they want.
Or the crotch bottoms. You know, the new thing is called...
Oh, I do not know
about
that.
Cheek cleavage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, cool. All right. You do you, boo. All right. So Jessica's talking about making a garment out of denim, and it's mm-hmm. going to be a dress, basically. It's going to go around her body. You know, it's going to...
Well,
and
she's wondering about skirts and jumpers, right?
Was kind of giving us some theoretical.
She's on the jumper. Okay.
She's making a jumper.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, what about a skirt?
Right.
What about
right.
this? Anyway, it's not pants, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about what we think Jessica should do. Hey, ZD, wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes, you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And we're back. So Jessica said, denim skirt, long denim skirt, should we do this? And then she said she's modified this jumper pattern.
And that is what she's getting ready to do.
So it sounds like the jumper pattern isn't super fitted. Because she could make the top and the bottom one piece if she wants.
Right. So I would think.
A waist seam would allow you, if you wanted to make it like fitted. You know, you could really.
Well, but you know, I've made some pretty one piece fitted things, putting darts in and
sure,
and or something like a princess seam.
Yeah, I know, but she's saying she can just like
right
pop them together
right.
And they can
she's
be one pattern
making a
piece.
Pancake.
Yes,
deal.
Yes. She's saying that they can be flat. So I'm just saying, if I think that the answer to this question, Jessica, depends on how fitted the garment is.
Yeah. So I'm going to go from like what we used to call a tent dress.
Uh-huh.
Go. Which means it sort of just hangs from your shoulders and, you know, flows over the body, right?
Yeah.
And by the time it gets to like, you know, your hips, it's much bigger than your hips.
It's just skimming
it's a triangle.
Yeah.
You know, basically it's the shape of a triangle. I would say don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's loose.
Yeah.
Right? But I think Mallory's very right. If you're talking fitted, right, then that's a different, then it's just a different show, a different story.
Yeah, Jessica says long denim skirt, and I'm thinking, okay, well, if it's kind of super long and not too fitted, maybe you don't have to alternate it. I don't know. Maybe if you make a denim pencil skirt,
though. Well, and I'm thinking like maybe a long pencil-y skirt, but it's got this big slit that's almost up your thigh.
Sure.
And that changes the whole.
So your body's not making
so
a twist.
Your body, as long as you don't have this tightness, which, you know, I described earlier, of what happens is it twists, which makes it get shorter, which makes it change position, and then it can't twist back.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're doing that. And, you know, I can remember we wore a lot of straight skirts. Like, I guess by the time I was in high school, they were still pretty popular, you know. And I can remember you stood up and you shimmied it down.
Yeah.
You know, even if you had the best lining and the best fit, you know, you stood and a big kick pleat in the back or whatever. And they weren't long. We were wearing pretty short things. Mm-hmm. That was the 70s. You know, the Beatles had been here for a while. But anyway, you know, you stood up and you had to shimmy it down because it rode up when you sat down.
Right, right. So I would say that this is going to depend on how fitted it is. And then your body a little, too. I feel like if you have a, like, part of your body, whether it's hips sort of like side to side or bum that kind of protrudes out a lot,
right,
that you can have more chance for the shifting to not go back into place if it's tight.
Well,
if, you know.
And I agree. The other part about that, are you a hard body or a gushy body?
Yeah.
Like if you have a harder body, you know, like more than likely you're not going to get the twist you'd get with a more gushy or softer body because your body's moving out of shape too.
It's similar.
Right? Your body can move.
Yeah, look, so I'm talking about butts and hips because we're talking about like a jumper, but it's similar to like when a shirt gets stuck up over your boobs.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Story of my life.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. So it's like you got the bumps How tight is the thing? Right. How soft or hard are your bumps?
Right.
And what are,
I mean, Mallory will say this to me. You know, she said this to me before. Oh, that shirt's really cute. And I go, look, watch. And all I have to do is raise my hands above my head. And the shirt doesn't look tight.
Right.
And now I have half the shirt on top of my, you know, over my, the top of
do
my
you
breast.
Know, do you know what happens to me? Let me tell you.
Okay. Because maybe I'm not sure.
I bought a couple white twill collared shirts.
Yes.
And
I like those on
They
you.
Fit me.
Yeah.
And I think they, you know, I thought they did. I was like, I'm just going to buy a couple of these, you know. And when I move my arms forward, they are tight.
Right.
I get, I'll get undressed. I have a,
no,
what are they, what's it called? Looks like I have rug burn.
No, right. No, I get
what's
that.
What's that called? Well, I don't know.
Rug burn?
Well, you're a nurse. Isn't
abrasion?
There some, yeah.
You like abrasion?
It looks like someone's taken sandpaper to like, kind of like the area coming out of my armpit.
I think that's why I like, you know, the
raglan.
The raglan type sleeve, and I like, you know, the baseball shirt.
I'm just like,
because if that seam isn't there, I'm, you know, it's something about the seam. Me too. I don't know.
No,
I have
part
that too.
Part of me just is thinking like, screw woven shirts. Like, or make part of them. It's like
I've actually had that happen to me with a knit shirt, even with because the seam
is
there.
Just really
not as bad. They're, you know, not as often.
I mean, I feel like also it's because I'm just super swole and
you
muscular.
You also have a broad back.
Yeah,
I have a broad back,
but I couldn't. You know. I guess I could have gone up like a size, but yeah, it looks like someone has taken sandpaper to my body.
Yeah,
and Zelda's like, "Are you okay?
is the armhole not big enough or wide enough or what's going on here?" But no, I have, you know, all I can think of is I grew up wearing woven clothes, right?
Yeah.
And I don't remember being uncomfortable.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think the aesthetic has changed? We are, all the clothes, I mean, it's changing a little bit now. Kind of the boxier, tentier things are coming into fashion.
Yeah.
But like with the leggings and like the t-shirts, like super tight t-shirts are very popular when I was in high school. It's like we are seeing people's bodies. The aesthetic and the silhouettes we want, it's almost like just the body with a layer of cloth over it. I feel like to fit in, we are wearing really tight clothes nowadays. Do you think that your clothes
weren't
as... No, we
were very fitted.
They were fitted? Okay.
I think I did. I think I wore very fitted things that had less, what do I want to say, less possibility of being comfortable because they were very structured.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, so I don't know. I mean,
I'm truly, you know, asking. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I grew up with denim with no...
Okay.
No lycra in it.
So let's get back to Jessica's question. She's saying she made her first one out of, like, a lightweight denim,
right.
And this one's going to be heavier.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, that can, like, cut both ways.
I think so,
too. Do you think so, too? Okay.
I honestly think, I'm not sure how I can make a definite, you know.
I need to see a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because
if it's a tint and it. Type dress and it's heavy, I think, yeah, man, it's
yeah, just fine,
gonna be
yeah.
fine. You know, there's sometimes lightweight fabrics or lighter weight fabrics, I think, have less forgiveness.
Well, I think sometimes they have less, though, like memory, like they're not going to get as stuck on themselves. It just depends.
Yeah,
so if
you know, I think it really gets down to the fit.
Yeah, right. I think the fit's going to matter.
The fabric.
Yeah.
You know, the fit and the fabric and the drape and the...
So, because, you know, with, like, the easy tee, okay?
Yeah.
I have the easy tee out of, like, a rayon chelis.
Right.
And this suits my aesthetic goals or whatever. And I made it out of a cotton linen blend.
And your axillary space doesn't get rubbed to death.
Well, yeah. So I made it out of the cotton linen, and I was like, I like this. But it was... Anything heavier than that, I wasn't going to like it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Think about the garments you have, and I have many of these. I really like the way this looks, you know, and then I go out in it, say, or I go to lunch in it or what, you know, and I'm like, I'm never wearing this again. It's driving me out of my mind. And it might be the littlest thing, like it's riding up, you know, on your back or on your hip or under, like you say, under your arm. Do you know what I mean? You're like, this isn't worth wearing. I don't look that great in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean... I think we are, I do believe we are more allowed now, okay, to be more comfortable in our clothes. And I think that's good.
Sure, sure. There's, well, like we said, there's kind of less stricture. Well, now with everybody working from home.
Well, I guess when I'm, you know, when I was growing up, my mother never went out like in a dress without a girdle.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to be tight. Nothing could be soft. Nothing could be loose. You know, you really weren't supposed to show your real body.
Well, I wanted to talk about that with a jumper, too.
Yeah.
I definitely think, and this is, once again, it's not a flaw. There might be, Jessica, with jumper number one, there might be things you like wearing under that maybe you don't like wearing under jumper number two, or vice versa. You might want a thinner thing under the thicker jumper or something slicker. You know, or something not as slick. I don't know. Because if you wear slick leggings under a jumper that twists, well, it might like let it twist. It might let it come back. Or you might find you like to wear like a cotton blend legging under there that kind of keeps in place.
Have you ever worn like tights under a pair of jeans and you can't feel the jeans then?
Yeah.
Like it's like they're so slick or something. It's like, oh, I don't even know if my jeans are up or down. Like, it's kind of a funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm just saying.
I want to relate a jumper kind of story of mine. Okay. So I had what was termed, I guess it still is, precocious puberty. Now, that doesn't mean I was precocious, like, in my behavior. I mean, it's truly something
it's puberty that onsets really early.
It's early onset. Early puberty. Onset. It's also probably the reason I am somewhat short, okay, because it closes off the epiphysis and the bone, the hormones, and the long bones don't grow tall anymore, okay?
Right.
So my pediatrician said to my mother, when I was going into fourth grade, right, which what I would have been, 9 or 10? I don't know. How old would I have been?
Yeah.
Not very old.
Something like that.
And she was a woman. And she said to my mother, so you have her in a bra, right? And my mother said, well, no, I thought she was too young. And she goes, that's not what we're going to go by. I mean, this woman was great, you know, way before her time. So this would have been, what, 1960, right? And she's like, no, she needs a bra, right? And my mother goes, okay, so I'm going to Famous Bar from here. Is that right? Which was our big department store, right?
Oh,
and we go there, right, and to the teen department.
Right.
Where they have what they call them training bras.
Training bras.
Okay? Like they had little wheels on them. No. But anyway.
You can take them off.
Yeah.
After you got your balance.
But anyway, we go to the training bra section, right? And they have these little bras, and they did have some like knit cups on them. Like
they look like a triangle, kind of like.
They didn't even. I don't. You know, maybe I don't remember.
Okay.
But anyway, and the sizes were like, you know, 32 flat, like 32. It was like A, and there was triple A and double A, like all of these little bitty cup sizes, right? Like, you know, that weren't full, like full breasted. Well, none of them fit. Okay. So the woman says, oh, you're going to have to go to the lingerie department, right? I wore a 32B.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's how big my boobs were.
Right.
But I will tell you, I was very self-conscious because no one else my age had boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the playground, you know, the boys would call out my boobs, right? And I couldn't take them off.
Right.
You know, and then when I got a bra, they would snap it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole story about that too, but I'll forget that. We'll do that later when we're talking about bras or something. So anyway, I got into this thing where I would only wear jumpers.
Yeah.
Because I could hide my boobs.
Mask them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember my mother said, I've got another idea for you. And so she had this idea of I could wear like a V-neck sweater with a blouse under it. So if I had two layers, I felt
more
confident.
You felt more secure, yeah.
Right, right. So I dressed like that. Fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, till I got to junior high and saw some other boobs.
Other people with boobs.
Yeah, I was so happy. It was a good day for me when I saw those other boobs, you know, showing up. But there were like three of us in my grade school, you know, that did this, had to deal with this. And like I said, you know, the boys on the playground were just relentless, you know, and I'm thinking, man, yeah, 3 years later, they were, you know, they weren't going from the back of my bra.
Right. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. But anyway, So I wore a lot of jumpers.
Well, great.
Corduroy was one of my favorite.
Yeah, I think jumpers are fun.
Yeah, they were cute. And you know, sure. I could almost get by with wearing like the same one twice because, you know, I'd wear my pink blouse on Monday and I'd wear, you know, the yellow blouse
as long as you kept the jumper, you know, clean. Right. It was clean from, it was like shielded from your body, right. You know, right?
Oh, yeah. And listen, we did re-wear our clothes without them being laundered in those days. Mm-hmm. Laundry was hard.
I don't really rewear my leggings a lot right now because my kids get gross stuff on them.
You got kid snot on you.
Yeah, I'm like, you just got food on me. Yeah. Like, and you're, oh my, I kind of like ran away from Jerome the other day. Like, get away from me.
I don't know if you, maybe you're not a mutual friend on Facebook, but the person I know, but his cat, like, came up and sneezed on his computer screen while he was like zooming at a business meeting. And he was like,
no,
you know, and he didn't like really see it till later.
Jerome is a messy eater. And I picked him up from preschool one day and he had, I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast. Sorry if I have, but he had a new pair of pants on. Like, you know, you send him with alternate clothing in case of accidents. And
you mean a different pair.
And I was like, oh, what happened? You know, and they were like, well, you know, we're not sure how you do it at home, but we gave him yogurt and a spoon and he just got it everywhere. And I was like, well, that's how we do it at home. Like that.
No, Jerome's chair is like glazed.
Yeah. At home, we take off the pants and he doesn't wear pants for the rest of the day or he has to take a bath or something like that. Yeah. Like bathe after every meal. Anywho. And then, you know what? Another thing before we get off here. So, Jessica, depends on the fit. You're probably cool with just throwing the pieces in the air and letting them land.
And you probably are overthinking it, but I don't think they're bad thoughts.
Yeah, welcome.
You know,
welcome.
I mean, I think you can... You have to draw from what we just threw out at you. I mean, if anybody...
She's probably already made it.
If anybody else has any feedback, you know, that's good too. But those are the reasons that the clothes twist. And it's not only denim.
Okay, another little... Before we sign off, we talked about pimple dots and how much we love them. A couple of them got in my laundry and they... Like,
they melt?
Yeah, they melt and get all weird. So be careful. Make sure you get those pimple dots in your trash can and you didn't, you know...
I had something weird happen with one the other day. I can't remember what it was. I'll have to save that story.
Make sure they get in your trash can. Okay, ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.